Good afternoon. On August 23rd, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, or CDPHE, learned of two cases of culture-confirmed campylobacter among residents of El Paso County. Both reported drinking raw or unpasteurized milk from the same dairy. The highlighted area on this map represents El Paso County, and the star represents the dairy in nearby Pueblo County. While it remains illegal to sell unpasteurized milk in Colorado, since 2005 it has been legal to obtain raw milk by joining a herd share program, where a person purchases a share of a cow or goat herd and is therefore entitled to a portion of the milk produced. The statute also states that a prominent warning statement must be delivered with the milk, stating that it is not pasteurized, that shareholders shall not sell or redistribute their raw milk, and that farmers must share all milk testing results with their shareholders if performed. In addition, it specifies that while herd share dairies must be registered with the health department, that they are not regulated or inspected by public health. There were three arms of this investigation. The first was epidemiologic, which involved identifying cases and performing a cohort study of all shareholders from this dairy. The second, laboratory testing, consisted of testing stool and milk specimens by culture and pulsed field gel electrophoresis, or PFGE. The third arm, environmental, involved site visits to the dairy. For this outbreak, a confirmed case was a person with onset of diarrhea on or after August 1st with known consumption of unpasteurized milk from the herd share dairy and laboratory evidence of campylobacter infection. A probable case had onset of diarrhea lasting greater than 1 day beginning on or after August 1st with known consumption of the herd share milk or an epidemiologic link to a confirmed case. This is an epidemic curve of Campylobacter jejuni cases associated with this outbreak, with confirmed cases in blue and probable cases in green. The outbreak was detected on August 23rd after three cases had been ill. 2 days later was our first visit to the dairy, preceding a spike in cases. At this time, we requested a shareholder list and to take a sample of milk from the bulk tank, but the dairy did not comply with either request. 5 days after the visit to the dairy, public health returned with a public health order, at which point the shareholder list was released and the dairy permitted environmental health to perform milk testing. And the following day, shareholder interviews began. In total during this outbreak, there were 12 confirmed and 5 probable cases, representing 2 counties. The median age was 41 years, with a range of 12 to 68 years, and only 4 cases under 18. There were 12 males and 5 females, with duration of illness ranging from 3 to more than 10 days. One hospitalization was reported, and there were no deaths. 10 out of 12 isolates from stool testing were available for further testing at the state laboratory. All 10 were confirmed as Campylobacter jejuni, matching the outbreak pattern. 3 isolates sent to CDC for antimicrobial susceptibility testing all came back with matching resistance patterns, and all 3 were found to be resistant to ciprofloxacin. Ultimately, 2 milk samples tested positive for Campylobacter matching the outbreak PFGE pattern, one obtained from the dairy and forwarded from a private lab, and another sample obtained from an ill shareholder. Visits by environmental health to the dairy, as well as to drop-off sites such as farmers markets, found that the milk was not being labeled as raw and therefore was in violation of the statute. After significant discussion, environmental health chose not to make formal recommendations on the dairy's processes because there is no way to ensure that unpasteurized milk is a safe product, even with improved sanitation. To conclude, unpasteurized milk from a herd share dairy was identified as the cause of this outbreak. Furthermore, the dairy was not closed during this outbreak because the stance of the health department was that no interventions could ensure the safety of the milk, and therefore informing those at risk was the primary goal. However, what public health actions should be taken in the setting of an inherently unsafe food is not well defined. And finally, even milk branded as natural can in fact have antibiotic-resistant organisms. Returning to our timeline, based on the additional illnesses identified, following the spike in cases, a letter was sent to shareholders by email notifying them of the ongoing investigation and the risk of drinking the raw milk. Several days later, a notification of providers occurred. And finally, after 2 additional cases were reported, a second letter to shareholders was sent, updating them on the investigation and again warning about the risk of the milk. At that time, a press release was also issued. They were found to have received milk from shareholders, but were not themselves shareholders. Therefore, public notices to shareholders alone was not reaching the entire population at risk. And on October 7th, the outbreak was declared to be over. Thank you.